Unit 1. Myths and Legends. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the passage, and then answer the questions. Work in pairs to check your answers. Mart Moody's Bird Dog. Mart Moody from Tupper Lake used to tell this tale. I went out one day and there was a big flock of ducks out on Tupper Lake. And I had this good dog. I shot at the ducks, and then I sent the dog out there. She was heavy with pups at the time, and I didn't know whether I should send her out there. It was a cold day in the fall. Well, she took right off and away she went. But she didn't show up when it got dark. I began to worry about her. She was a good dog, a really good retriever. She'd get anything I shot at. So the next morning I woke up, and I thought I'd better go see if I could find her. And I got down to the shoreline of the lake, and I looked out. Suddenly, I saw something coming. It was this dog. She came into the shore. She had 3 ducks in her mouth, and behind her, she had 7 pups. And each of the pups had a duck in his mouth. 1. What did Moody shoot at one day? 2. Who went with Moody? 3. What happened to the dog after she left? 4. Why was Moody worried about her? 5. What do you think of the ending? Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the passage again and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put T for true and F for false in the space provided. Check the answers with your partner. Listening 2. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and answer the questions. Then, check the answers with your neighbor.
Women are more clever than men. There was an old man who had a daughter. He told his daughter that he had invited a preacher to his house. He said, "Daughter, I'm going down to the train to meet the Reverend. And I've roasted 2 ducks and left them there for him in the other room. Don't you touch them." The daughter said, "No, I won't touch them." So her papa went to the train to meet the Reverend. And the girl began to taste the ducks. The ducks tasted so good that she kept on tasting them until she had eaten them all up, every bit of them. After the old man came back, he didn't even look in the place where he had left the duck. He went directly into the other room to sharpen his knife on the oil stove so he could carve the ducks. The preacher was sitting in the room with the girl. She knew that her papa was going to punish her, and she started crying and shedding some tears. The preacher said, "What is the matter with you, girl?" She said, "Papa has this one bad fault. He invites preachers to his house and goes to sharpen his knife to cut off both their ears." And the reverend said, "What is that you say, daughter?" The girl said, "Yes, Papa invites preachers here all the time and cuts off both their ears." The preacher said, "Daughter, hand me my hat, quick." The girl gave him his hat, and he ran out of the door quickly. The daughter called her papa and said, "Papa, the preacher got both of the ducks and is gone." The old man ran to the door and yelled to the preacher, "Hey, where are you going in such a hurry? Come back here right now." But the preacher just kept running and shouted back over his shoulder, "Damned if you'll get either one of these."
1. Whom did the old man invite to his house? 2. What did he roast for the guest? 3. Where did the father go to meet the reverend? 4. What did the daughter do while the father was away? 5. What did the father do after he came back with the guest? 6. Why do you think the daughter started to cry in front of the guest? 7. What did she say to the guest? 8. What did the guest do after he heard what the daughter said? 9. What did the daughter say to her father when the preacher left? 10. What did the father shout to him? 11. What did the guest reply? 12. What does either one of these mean to the guest and to the father? Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the passage again, and then role-play it in groups of 3. Being the old man, the guest, and the daughter. Listening 3. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the following blanks with the exact words you hear on the tape. The cat with the wooden paw. Jack Storm was the local barrel maker and blacksmith of Thebes, Illinois. He had a cat that stayed around his shop. The cat was the best mouse catcher in the whole country, Jack said. He kept the shop free of rats and mice. But one day, the cat got caught in a piece of machinery and got a paw cut off. After that, he began to grow weak and thin and didn't take any interest in anything, because he wasn't getting enough to eat. So, one day, Jack decided to make a wooden paw for the cat. He made it with his pocket knife and fastened it on the injured leg. After that, the cat began to grow sleek and fat again. Jack decided to stay at the shop one night to see how the cat managed with his wooden paw. After dark, the cat got down in front of a mouse hole and waited. Pretty soon, a mouse peered out cautiously. Quick as a flash, the cat seized it with his good paw and knocked it on the head with his wooden one. In no time, that cat had 18 mice piled up in front of the mouse hole.